I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Scattered clouds, blue sky, 95 degrees, KSL's top story.
The Democratic vice presidential nominee.
Joe Biden has chosen his running mate for the 2020 presidential election this afternoon. It's Senator Kamala Harris. She's 55 years old, was elected to the Senate in 2016. A historic choice, the first Black American woman and first of Indian descent to be named to a major party ticket. Harris was a harsh critic of Joe Biden when they were presidential campaign rivals. Your voice, your vote 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
Senator Harris took on Joe Biden's record during the Democratic debates last June.
Vice President Biden, do you agree today that you were wrong to oppose busing in America?
No.
Do you agree?
I did not oppose busing in America. What I opposed is busing ordered by the Department of Education.
Biden campaign surrogate in Utah, Scott Howell, says picking someone Biden has sparred with.
He knows what kind of talent you have to have. At any moment, the vice president could become the president.
Today, Biden moving past any residual tension, saying he's proud to have Harris join him in the campaign. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Senator Harris will be coming to Utah for the vice presidential debate October 7th. The host of Inside Sources, Boyd Matheson, says Kamala Harris is a safe choice for the Biden campaign.
She checked a lot of the boxes there from a very safe, poll-tested, consultant-certified vetting approach for the Democrats there. California, woman of color, senator, which Joe Biden values very highly, national profile. All of those things add up to a pretty easy, pretty predictable pick for Joe Biden.
Biden and Kamala Harris will appear together in Delaware tomorrow. Before this announcement this afternoon, the latest poll out of Monmouth University today shows Joe Biden with a 10-point lead, with only 4% of voters left undecided. Well, what the president makes of the nomination now, here's Maria Chaleos live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the president criticizing Biden's running mate during his daily White House briefing.
She is a person that's told many, many stories that weren't true. She's very big into raising taxes. She wants to slash funds for our military at a level that nobody can even believe.
The president went on to say that she's against fracking and saying he's surprised Biden selected someone who has told so many untrue stories. Senator Bernie Sanders says Kamala Harris understands what it takes to stand up for working people, fight for health care for all, and take down the most corrupt administration in history. And the Pac-12 joining the Big Ten and other conferences in postponing fall football. University of Oregon President Michael Schill says it's become clear that they can't play ball.
There's just too many questions. There's too much uncertainty right now that we would feel comfortable beginning contact sport.
Pac-12 says there will be no football in 2020, but they will reassess after the first of the year. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
No Utah Utes season. More about that. We'll go in-depth at 4:15, KSL News Time 4:04.
The coronavirus, the Utah response.
The organizers of an underground dance party in Provo will not face any fines. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce has a video of last week's event showing hundreds of young people dancing close together set off a firestorm online.
But the Utah County Health Department says technically they were not doing anything illegal. The party was attended by fewer than 1,000 people, and the county does not have a mask mandate. However, they're concerned because if someone does get sick, it'll be real hard to do contact tracing.
Health officials are reminding people that if you do go out in big crowds, wear a mask and use hand sanitizer to protect yourself and others. Now today's COVID-19 numbers in Utah.
The coronavirus, the Utah response.
Here's Todd Fuchs.
Jeff, four more Utahns have died from COVID-19. The Utah Department of Health is also reporting 362 new cases this afternoon. There are 189 people hospitalized, and the state's rolling seven-day average positivity rate now stands at just under 9%. There are still empty office buildings downtown as people are working remotely, but KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports it could see a rebound after the pandemic is over.
Reports are that some employers won't bring their workers back to the building for many more months to come. The Downtown Alliance says just under a quarter of office workers were in their offices last week. But building continues and interest continues in Salt Lake City, especially from out-of-staters who may be drawn to Utah's economy.
Employers say they feel like their workers are still being productive at home and staying safe. KSL News Time 405.
Quick check on traffic here. Ricky Meese, what do you see?
Well, we still have the closure northbound Redwood Road at 144th South. You can turn left or right, but you cannot go straight through at that intersection. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. Coming up, where did all the soda pop go? For the answer, stay here. My Minute of News is next on KSL.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.